the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love and mercies. Thank you for your helps and interventions you have released into our lives. Thank you for breakthroughs. Your mighty hand has done in our lives. Thank you for making us experience progress and success in everything we do. Thank you, Father. Thank you for those battles that were too strong for us to overcome, that you fought for us and give us the victory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for always answering our prayers. Thank you, Lord, for always taking good care of us. Thank you for establishing us in your truth and righteousness. Thank you for enforcing your will to prevail in our situations. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for placing your honor on our lives, your royal honor, your kingdom honor you have placed upon us, and you have permitted shame and disgrace in our lives forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for those blessings you have showered upon us, spiritual blessings and physical blessings. Thank you, Father. Thank you for using us to help other people. Thank you for using us as a source of blessing to others. Thank you for using us to solve problems in the lives of people. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your commitment to this ministry. You have committed yourself to us, and whenever we call upon you, you always hear us, you always answer, and you always help us. You have committed your power throughout, you have committed your angels throughout, and you keep doing mighty miracles among us. Thank you, Lord. We are here tonight to seek your face again, to pray, to have fellowship with you, to worship you. Oh Lord, meet us at the point of our need. Help us from your throne. Do great miracles in our lives. Give us blessings that are beyond our expectations. Give us helps we do not deserve. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, and let your name be glorified forever. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to take some worship songs before we go into prayer point. You fall upon the Lord, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, who is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Oh, blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Who is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, who is All thee to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigns. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Oh, blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. Alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus, he's alive. Forever, he's alive. Amen. He's alive. All lives. Jesus, he's alive. Forever, he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our midst, Jesus, he's alive. Forever, he's alive. Amen. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are here to say, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We present, oh Lord, we present, oh Lord. In our lives, we see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. Oh, Lord, we praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. In our lives, we see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. Great are you, Lord. 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 Lion of Judah, great are you, Lord. Mighty Redeemer, great are you, Lord. Ancient of Days, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We will praise you forever. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. Great is your strength. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. All glory, glory, glory to the Lord. All glory to the Lord. All glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hosanna. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. I have seen the Lord's goodness, his mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I have seen the Lord's goodness. I have seen the Lord's goodness, his mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life every day. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life. I have seen the Lord's goodness. I have seen the Lord's goodness, his mercies and compassions. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I have seen the Lord's goodness, his mercies and compassions. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh Lord, you have been so good. are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life every day. Oh Lord, you are be so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life. The enemy's power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, the Lamb, there is power, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Of the Lamb, there is power, there is power, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, unto Jesus be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Bring the things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Bring the things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Great grace is given unto me. Great grace is given unto me. Lord Jesus, my Savior, has given me the grace. Right now, I have dominion over all things. Great grace is given unto me. Great grace is given unto me. Lord Jesus, my Savior, has given me the grace. Right now, I have dominion over all things. Right now, I have dominion over all things. Who is light? On to me. Oh, Lord. Through his light. On to me. Oh, Lord. Among the gods, through his lightning, for you are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. Doing wonders, hallelujah. Reply unto thee, oh, who is lying unto thee, oh, Lord, among the gods, who is like thee, who is like thee. For you are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. Always doing wonders, hallelujah. He is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. For he has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, he's Lord. He's Lord. Over every situation. He's Lord. Amen. For he has risen from the dead. Oh, he's Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. That wonderful name. Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, there is no other name I know. That's wonderful name. That's wonderful name. Jesus. That's wonderful name. Jesus. That's wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That's wonderful name, Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name, Jesus. That's wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Give him thanks. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Give him thanks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Give him thanks for the things he has done in your life. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. One more time. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship the King of Glory, the God of heaven and the earth, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Worship the one who was and is to come, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Rock of Israel, the Rock of Ages, the Rock our fortress, the Rock of our salvation, the Rock our defender. Worship him. He's higher than all, stronger than all, wiser than all, mightier than all. He's greater than all, richer than all. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. Worship him. He controls times and seasons. He declares the end of things even before they began. He is the creator of everything that exists. He is the Almighty God, a merciful God, a faithful God, a compassionate God, a loving Father, a gracious God. He is a holy God. Ball of light. There is no darkness in him. Praise him. We praise your Father. We praise you, Most High God. We praise you for who you are. We praise you for who you are in our lives. We praise you for who you are in our situations. We praise you for who you are inside of us. We worship your majesty. Be glorified forever. Be praised forever. Be magnified forever. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. I'm going to thank God with this prayer. We say thank you, Lord. For people you have enthroned in my life. Thank you for putting my life in perfect peace. Open your mouth and pray. We thank you, Father, for enthroning your peace in my life. Thank you for causing your peace to prevail in my life. Thank you for putting my life in perfect peace and rest. Thank you, Jesus. You said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I thank you, Father, for giving me rest. Rest in my spirit, rest in my soul, rest in my body, rest in my life. Thank you for giving me a rest. Rest from battles. Rest from wars. Even in the midst of battles, I enjoy rest. Even in the midst of wars, I enjoy rest, better rest, perfect peace. Thank you, Lord, for putting my life in perfect peace. Thank you for arresting troubles in my life. Thank you for casting away troubles from my life. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank the Lord. You can say, thank you, Lord, for drawing me closer to yourself so that I can know you more. But thank you, Lord, for drawing me closer to yourself so that I can know you more. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for drawing me closer to yourself. Thank you for drawing yourself closer to me so that I can know you more, so that I can learn more from you, so that I can see more of who you are, more of your mind, more of your ways, more of your mysteries, more of all that is in you. Thank you for drawing me closer to yourself. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for moving my life forward beyond every barrier of obstacles and limitations. Say, thank you, Father, for moving my life forward. Put me about a prayer like that. Give him thanks. Say, thank you, Lord, for moving my life forward beyond limitations, obstacles, yes. Thank you for moving me forward on every side. Thank you for making me to get those things the enemy doesn't want me to get. Thank you for making me to possess those things the enemy doesn't want me to possess. Thank you for making me to reach those heights the enemy doesn't want me to reach. Thank you for moving my life forward on every side. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for making me to become the person the enemy doesn't want me to become. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, oh, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray. We're going to pray for division of spiritual gifts. If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4, you're going to see a lot of spiritual gifts that was written there for believers, for you and I. There's no doubt that inside of your spirit man are a lot of spiritual gifts. waiting to be pivoted and manifesting. A lot of spiritual gifts from God are inside of you. But here you are. You are not manifesting any of them. And even the ones you think you're manifesting is not profiting the kingdom of God as it should. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, have mercy on me. And release the gift you have placed in me to manifest and profit your kingdom. You can say, Father, have mercy on me. And release the gift you have placed in me to manifest and profit your kingdom. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Father, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Release the gift, the spiritual gift inside of me to manifest and profit your kingdom. Release the gift of the Holy Spirit in me to manifest and profit your kingdom. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to talk to the Lord. Say, Father, I don't want to be a fruitless Christian. I don't want to be a useless Christian. I want to make impact in my generation. I want to profit your kingdom. I want to be a fruit for you. Oh Lord, release the gift of the Holy Spirit in me to manifest right now. In the name of Jesus. Long. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You need to understand that the manifestation of the gift of the Holy Ghost is for every Christian. Every Christian that have the Holy Spirit in them. And of course, there's no Christian that does not have the Holy Spirit. In fact, the Bible says that if you do not have the Spirit of Christ in you, then you don't belong to Christ. So if every Christian have the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ in them, that means the manifestation of the gift of that Spirit that is in them is for them. If you do not know the spirit that is in you, you will not manifest spiritual gifts. If you do not know the spirit of Christ that is in you, if you have no relationship with that spirit, you will not be able to manifest spiritual gifts. We are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me grace to have real and racial relationship with your spirit that is in me. Say, Father, give me grace to have a real and experiential relationship, experiential fellowship with your spirit that is in me, with your Holy Spirit that is in me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Pray. How can you say you are a child of God and you have no relationship with the Spirit of God that is in you? What kind of child are you? How can you say you are a child of God and you are not being led by the Spirit of God that is in you? What kind of child are you? The Father, give me grace to have a real, serious relationship with your spirit that is inside of me. In the name of Jesus. I believe you are praying. The Father, I want to be taught by your spirit that is in me. The Bible says the anointing that is in us teaches all things. How many things have you learned yet from the spirit that is in you? How much have you learned yet? The Father, give me the grace, you know, with grace to be taught by your spirit that is in me, to learn from your spirit that is in me. Give me with grace to be led, to be controlled by your spirit that is in me. Give me with grace to receive messages, instructions, revelations, wisdom from your spirit that is in me, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You know, some people, they try to separate spiritual gifts from the owner of the gift. diva of the youth. And that is, and that was how they entered into Eros. Because you cannot separate spiritual gift from the person that has the gift. In fact, spiritual gift belongs to the Holy Spirit. Spiritual gift does not belong to you. Is they are not your gift. They are Holy Spirit. They are not your gift. They are Holy Spirit's gift. And they always function through the Holy Spirit. Yeah, so if God has given you gifts, spiritual gifts, you can only manifest them through the Holy Spirit. Yeah, because they are Holy Spirit's gift. And Holy Spirit is the only one that knows how to use those gifts and how to manifest them and what to do with them and how to get results with them, how to get success with them. So if you think you can separate the gifts of the Holy Spirit from the Holy Spirit, you are just deceiving yourself, because it's not possible. So you are going to pray. You're going to speak to Shana. Open my eyes. Open the eyes of my heart. The eyes of my spirit. To see if the Holy Spirit has ordained me to manifest in these last days. The Father, open my eyes to see, to discern each spiritual gift the Holy Spirit has chosen me to manifest my generation. To manifest to the world in these last days. Open your mouth and pray like that. There are quite a lot of gifts you have been chosen to manifest. Do you know those gifts? Do you know them yet? Maybe the ones you think you have, maybe you do not actually have them. Or how should I say, maybe those gifts you think God has chosen you to manifest, not actually the gift he wants to manifest for you. Say, Father, open my eyes to see those spiritual gifts you have ordained me to manifest to the world at this time. The Father, open the eyes of my heart to discern the gift of the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit has chosen me to manifest to the world, to my generation in these last days. Open the eyes of my spirit to see this gift, to know this gift, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you also need to understand that spiritual gift and instrument and tools that the Holy Spirit uses to profit the kingdom of God, to glorify the name of the Lord on earth. Spiritual gifts are instruments. They are tools the Holy Spirit uses to profit God's kingdom in the earth, to fulfill God's purposes in the earth. And you might not discover the spiritual gift God has placed in you if you do not discover the call of God on your life. If you do not discover the purpose of God in your life, if you do not discover the assignment God wants you to do for Him, the failure to discover God's assignment and God's purpose is failure to discover the spiritual gift God wants to manifest through you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see the assignment or assignment that you want me to do for you in the head. Yeah, some of you think you already know the assignment, but actually maybe you only know just one or two among many, many things God wants you to do for Him. The Father, opened my eyes to see the assignment you want to use me to fulfill on earth. The assignment you want me to fulfill on earth. Open my eyes to see it. Open my eyes to know it. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, give me revelations of the assignment you want me to do for you in the earth. The assignment You want me to fulfill here on earth for your kingdom? The task you want me to do for you at this time? The business, the mission you want me to do for you at this time? Oh Lord, show it to me. In the name of Jesus, show it to me. Give me the details of what you want me to do for you. What you want me to do with my life here on earth. What you want me to do with my time here on earth. Lord, show me the details of them. In the name of Jesus. Help me to discover your calling upon my life. What it is. And what it entails. Say, Father, help me to discover your purpose for my life, what it is, and all that it entails. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It is after you have discovered what God wants you to do for Him in the end, what He wants you to use all your life and all your time to do for Him in the end, that you can now make demand for spiritual gifts. It is after the discovery of God's purpose for your life that you can now place a demand for the spiritual gift you will need to fulfill that purpose. There are people who have come to me and then they would say, man of God, can you prophesy and tell me the spiritual gift that is in me? And some of them will say, can you prophesy and tell me the office that I belong? Do I belong to the office of a pastor? Or the office of a teacher? Or the office of an evangelist? Or the office of a prophet, or the office of an apostle? Yeah, I'll just look at them and smile, because they seem not to understand how these things work. Yeah, so it's not about the office, and it's about the gift of the Spirit. It is first of all about the assignment. The calling. Yeah, you must have an encounter with God, with Jesus. And then He must tell you what He wants you to do for Him. So it is the understanding of the things He wants you to do for Him that would position you in the office you belong, or how do I say? If it's after you have understood what God wants you to do for Him, that you'll be able to know whether you are a pastor or you are an evangelist. But when you don't have any understanding of what God wants you to do for Him on earth, and then you are looking for prophecy, a prophet that will say, you have the calling of an apostle. You have the calling of this or that. You have to pray and discover it yourself. The matter of knowing your calling is a personal discovery. No one can discover your calling for you. You have to seek God to find that calling by yourself, to find that purpose by yourself. God has to show you what He has placed you, He has placed you here on earth to do for Him. It is after you have known that purpose, that you can now demand for the spiritual gift that will help you fulfill the purpose, which some of them might already be in you. They just need to be activated. And whereas some might have to come upon you, through prayers and fasting and invitation. So you're going to pray. And I just took time to explain so that you understand how these things work. And so that you will not be wasting your time praying wrong prayers. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, my spirit man on fire. So begin to manifest all the gift of the Holy Spirit they need to fulfill your calling upon my life. Say, Father, set my spirit man on fire to begin to manifest and demonstrate all the gifts of the Holy Spirit in me that I need to fulfill your assignment in the head. Open your mouth and pray like that. Set my spirit man on fire. Set my spirit man on fire. Set my spirit man on fire. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Those of you who are desperate about these prayers, you shall see sudden transformation in your life. Pray seriously. Say, Father, set my spirit man on fire to begin to manifest and demonstrate all the spiritual gifts that I need to fulfill the assignments you have given to me. You have given me a great assignment, and there's no way I can fulfill it by human wisdom. There's no way I can fulfill it by human intelligence or human strength. Oh Lord, empower my spirit. Set my spirit on fire to demonstrate spiritual gifts that will help me fulfill your purpose for my life on earth. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Nahasha tetenodelia. Set my spirit man on fire right now to begin to function in this spiritual gift. To begin to function in all the spiritual gifts that my calling needs. To be fulfilled in the end. Right now, in the name of Jesus. And it's your part. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. One thing about spiritual gifts is that they give speed to your calling. Or maybe I should say they give speed to the fulfillment of your calling. They give speed to the fulfillment of God's purpose for your life, God's assignment on your life. Yeah, they make you fulfill it very fast. It is similar to a man that was asked to clear a bush on maybe 10 acres of land. The man was asked to clear the bush, the weed, on 10 acres of land. And then the man was given a cutlass to do that. Now you tell me, how long will it take that man with a cutlass to clear a land, to clear bushes on 10 acres of land? It's going to take him very, if he doesn't collapse while doing it, it will take him a long time. But now, tell me how long it will take a man who was given a bulldozer. I'm probably given 20 bulldozers with a lot of people to work together with him to clear such land. It would definitely take him very few time to complete that task. But that is what spiritual gift does. It gives speed to the fulfillment of your calling and divine purpose. Yeah, it makes you to get great success within a short period of time. What would probably take some people years to get, you will get them within the shortest period of time. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, wake up every inactive spiritual gift in me. Wake them up. Hear them up. Some manifestation so that I can fulfill my divine purpose on earth with great speed. The Father, wake up every inactive, dormant spiritual gift in me so that I can fulfill my divine purpose in the earth with great speed. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Wake up. Hear up. Every spiritual gift in me that is lying dormant, that is in you, that is dead. Oh Lord, wake them up right now, revive them right now, so that I can fulfill my calling in the earth with speed, with great speed, in the name of Jesus. Wake them up right now, Holy Spirit, wake them up. Thank you, Lord, wake them up, every spiritual ability in me. That is dormant. Holy Spirit, wake them up right now. Holy Spirit, wake them up right now so that I can fulfill my calling in the earth with great speed. So that I can fulfill my destiny in the earth with great speed. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You see, if these things are desperate for power, the way the people in the kingdom of darkness are desperate for powers, I think the whole world would have been taken over by Jesus. The whole world would have been taken for Christ, conquered for Christ. You see, in the kingdom of darkness, all that matters to them is power. They want to become, all of them, they always want to become more powerful. More powerful. More powerful. If you ask, witches, those who are witches or wizards, if you ask them why are they killing people, why are they sucking human blood, they will tell you that they want more power. Yeah, all the agents of Satan, all that they are all looking for is more power. That is more spiritual gift, more authority, more power. That's what they are looking for. Of course, not the spiritual gift that we are praying for right now. I'm talking about their own spiritual gift. They also have spiritual gifts in their kingdom. They have powers in their kingdom. So they are ready to do anything to get power. They are not looking for money. All they are looking for is power in the kingdom of darkness. And here we are, I mean, here we have Christians who are busy looking for money and not spiritual gifts. And then in the kingdom of darkness, we have Christians who are busy looking for power, and they are willing to do anything to get it. Yeah, they are willing to pay any price to get it. Because they know that when you have power, you control the world. That's what they know in the kingdom of darkness. That when you have power, you control everything. You control situations. You control times and seasons. You even control people's lives. That is why they don't joke with power. But here in the church, Christians are not praying for power. They are not praying for spiritual gifts. They are not praying for spiritual abilities. What have you been praying for? Do you think you can just fulfill God's purpose for your life easily like that? Do you think you can just become the person God has destined you to be so easily like that? It is impossible without power. It will be difficult without power, without authority, without spiritual gift. So you're going to pray. I'm saying all these things to put in you hunger for spiritual gift, for spiritual abilities. To put in you desperation for spiritual gift. Forget about the things of this world. Pursue spiritual gift. Pursue power. And then all the things the people in the world are running for will be running after you. When you have power, you will not run after them. You will command them because you have the key to control those things. So you're going to pray. Please, the Holy Spirit, create in me hunger for spiritual gifts and abilities that I must have to become the person God wants me to be, to fulfill the assignment God has called me to do. So Holy Spirit, put me strong hunger for power, for spiritual gifts, for spiritual abilities, to become who God says I am, and to fulfill what God has called me to do in the earth. Open your mouth and pray like that. Holy Spirit, put that hunger in me. Make me to seek after these things above any other thing. Make me to long after spiritual endowment. Make me to long after spiritual empowerment. Holy Spirit, make me to crave for spiritual abilities that will make me become the person God wants me to be, that will make me fulfill the assignment God has called me to do. Holy Spirit, put in me the hunger. Put in me the hunger for power, the hunger for transformation, spiritual transformation, the hunger for spiritual endowment, spiritual fortification. Holy Spirit, put in me hunger for spiritual gifts, hunger for spiritual abilities, that I will seek after these things every day, every hour, until I get them. That I will not stop seeking for these things until I get them, and until I begin to function in them. Holy Spirit, put that hunger in me. I want to become who I am in God. I want to transform into who I am in God. I want to operate as I am in God, not as a human being, but as a divine being. Holy Spirit, put in me the hunger for such transformation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name of the offering. Amen. Amen. Now, you need to understand that spiritual gift or spiritual abilities, they are connected to spiritual senses. They are not the same with spiritual senses. Yeah. For instance, the fact that you can see in the spirit doesn't mean it's a spiritual gift. Yeah. It becomes a spiritual gift when God starts using it to profit his kingdom on earth. When God starts using that, your sense of sight, your spiritual sense of sight, when God starts using it to change lives, to bless lives, to win souls, to bring people out of bondage, out of captivity, out of slavery, that is when it becomes spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts are all about profiting the kingdom of God, winning souls into the kingdom of God. That is what spiritual gifts are about. Yeah. So you can have spiritual senses activated and not have spiritual gifts. And your spiritual gifts, they need your spiritual senses to function perfectly. To function perfectly. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, wake up all my spiritual senses so that the gift of the Holy Spirit in me will find full expression. The Holy Spirit, wake up all my spiritual senses. Revive all my spiritual senses. Awaken all my spiritual senses. Activate all my spiritual senses. So that the gift of the Holy Spirit in me will be fully expressed. Open your mouth and pray like that. Holy Spirit, wake up my spiritual senses, my spiritual sense of sight, my spiritual sense of hearing voices, hearing conversations going on in the spiritual realms, hearing the voice of angels, the voice of God. My spiritual senses of feeling, seeing, hearing, knowing things. Holy Spirit, wake up those senses right now. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. Wake up my spiritual senses. So that the gifts of the Holy Spirit can find full expression in my life and through my life right now in the name of Jesus. All the spiritual senses in my spirit that must wake up for the gift of prophecy to be fully expressed in my ministry, oh Lord, wake them up right now. I believe you're praying like that. All the spiritual senses that must wake up for the gift of walking of miracles, the gift of discerning of spirits, the gift of faith, the gift of healing, to be fully expressed in my life, through my life. Oh Lord, wake them up right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And let me give you an example of our spiritual senses are connected with spiritual gifts. I heard the story of a man who is able to see the flow of sicknesses when he's praying for a sick person. Let's say the problem is in the kidney of that person. As the man is praying for this person that has problem in the kidney. He has the spiritual pain to see how the problem is coming out of the person. So he could literally see the problem moving out from the kidney and coming out of the person's body. Yeah, and once the problem is out of the person's body, that is when the person will be healed. Yeah, so he doesn't only have the gift of healing, he can also see the healing process. He can discern the healing process. He can know where the problem is and when it is out. Yeah, and if he tells you that the problem is out, it means it is out. Yeah, because he saw it go out. Yeah, and there are people who could also see demons. Yeah, they know the particular place the demons are staying in people's bodies, in people's spirits, and they know how to pull them out. And when the demon is out, it is out. Yeah, because they could see it go out. So that is the connection between spiritual senses and spiritual gifts. Yeah, so you're going to pray again. Yeah, because some people, they pray amiss. And some people, they pray wrong prayers because their spiritual senses are not working. Some people, they pray for something God has already done. Yeah, if you have spiritual senses that is working, you will know when God has already answered a prayer, and you will know to stop praying about it. You will discern it. So some people, they keep praying the same prayer God has already answered because their spiritual senses are dead. Now, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, oh, Holy Spirit, give language to every spiritual thing in me that is dead. So that I can be successful in the work God has given to me, so that I can be successful in fulfilling my divine purpose. Holy Spirit, give life to you. My spiritual senses that are dead, so that I can be successful in my prayer life, in my ministry, in my calling. Holy Spirit, give life to my spiritual senses that are dead. Begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, give life to my spiritual senses that are dead, so that I will be successful in the things God has called me to do, so that I can be successful in the assignment God has given to me to do, so that I will know how to do the work successfully. Open up my spiritual senses. Wake up all my spiritual senses. Give life to my spiritual senses, so that I will be successful in the work God has called me to do, so that I will fulfill God's purpose successfully in the end, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, of your spirit. Amen. Let's keep praying. To manifest spiritual gifts, you have to learn how to let the Holy Spirit take charge of your life. You have to learn how to yield to the Holy Spirit, to the Holy Spirit's control. Yeah, the Holy Spirit must be the one in charge of your life. He must be the driver of your life and of your ministry. Yeah, when you let Him take charge to manifest spiritual gift becomes Him. When you let the Holy Spirit take charge. So you're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I hand over my life, my spirit, soul, and body, my days, to the full control of the Holy Spirit. Say, I hand over my life, my spirit, soul, and body, and days, to the full control of the Holy Spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I hand over everything I do. My ministry, my calling, my destiny. I hand over all my life to the full control of the Holy Spirit. From this day onward, the Holy Spirit shall be the driver of my life. The Holy Spirit shall be the controller of my life. When I pray, it shall be the Holy Ghost in control. When I fast, it shall be the Holy Ghost in control. When I preach, it shall be the Holy Ghost in control. When I teach, it shall be the Holy Ghost in control. Everything I do with my body, it shall be the Holy Ghost in control. Everywhere I go, it shall be the Holy Ghost in control. In the name of Jesus, I hand over the control of my life to the Holy Spirit. From this day forward, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Oh, let's pray concerning spiritual gift. There is something God must do inside of you. You can call it a transformation that will help you to connect with the realms of the spiritual gift. Each of the spiritual gifts has a realm. Yeah, as a realm where the manifest from. Yeah, whether it's prophecy, there's a realm for that. Yeah, so you must be changed into the kind of person that can enter into those realms or those rooms in the spiritual realm. And from there, you now manifest. Yeah. So even if those realms come upon you, nothing will happen because you have not changed into the person that can function in those realms. Yeah, so people will say, I want to see angels. I want to get powerful encounters from God. And then God will say, okay, let me answer the prayer. Then God will bring those on the realm they are asking for. God will bring it down upon them. But yet they will see nothing. Nothing will happen to them. Why? Because they are not changed into the kind of person that can function in those realms, that can even see those realms, or discern those realms, or identify those realms. Yeah, they are not changed yet. How can an organism or creature swim in the depth of the ocean and sea, except that creature transform into the kind of person that can swim there without the need for artificial oxygen. Yeah, so you must change. A transformation must happen inside of you to function in the realms of spiritual gift. So you're going to pray, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, transform me into the kind of creature that can defend and function in the realms of spiritual gift. The Holy Spirit changed me into a creature that can descend and operate in the realms of spiritual gifts. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Holy Spirit changed my spirit into a creature that can discern and operate in the realms of spiritual gifts, in the realms of the gift of healing, in the realms of the gift of working of miracles, the realms of the gift of word of wisdom, word of knowledge, the realms of the gift of visions, prophecies, revelations. Holy Spirit, change me to the creature that can enter tied to these reins, translate into these reins, and operate from those reins, and manifest from those reins, and operate from them. Holy Spirit, change me to that creature that can suddenly appear in these realms, switch to these realms, enter into these realms, and operate from them, and manifest from them to bless my generation. Holy Spirit, turn me into that creature. I don't know what you are going to do, but you are able to do it. Do something to my spirit. Do something to my soul. Do something to my body. To change me into the creature that can access the realms of God, from where I can manifest spiritual gifts that will solve the problems in my generation. Right now, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points before we round off the session. One of the parables of Jesus about the kingdom of God. Goes like this. Jesus said, a man found a precious item in a field. Yeah, he said the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man who found a precious item in a field, and he went to sell everything he had to buy that field. Yeah, the reason why many Christians today are very low in power, in divine power, very low in spiritual gifts, is because of misplacement of priorities. We have placed a very low value on spiritual things. We place high value on physical things and low value on spiritual things. And we expect that we have authority, dominion, power, grace. It is not possible. Yeah, it is not possible. If in your life you have placed much value on physical things, forget about all that we have been praying for so far, because they will not happen in your life. Yeah, the transformation will not happen. The impartation will not happen. The spiritual gift manifestation will not happen. So you must come to a point where You are willing to do what that man did in that parable. You are willing to sacrifice every physical thing to gain spiritual things. And spiritual things are real. Spiritual gifts are real for those of us that have touched them and possessed them. So when you have it, you know that you have it. You cannot deny that you have it. Yeah, Jesus was talking to the people. He said, I'll be a liar like you if I tell you that I do not come from above. If I tell you that I am not the Son of God. Yeah, he knows who he is. He knows what he has. So you cannot have spiritual gifts and abilities and authority and not know that you have it. Yeah, and it's not something you can fake. If you don't have it, you don't have it. If you have it, you have it. Yeah, so God is looking for Christians that are willing to trade what many people are looking for in the world, to trade those things for spiritual things, to sacrifice every other thing for spiritual things. These are the kind of people that God wants to empower in these last days. Not those that they want to use, they're trying to use spiritual things to get physical things. Like those that are monetizing the grace of God, monetizing the power of God, monetizing the anointing. They are trying to sell the anointing to gain money. But it's the other way around. You sacrifice every physical thing to gain spiritual thing. You don't use spiritual thing to gain like, you don't try to use spiritual things to enrich yourself with physical things. Yeah, if you're asking God to give you power so that you can start charging people money when they come for prayers, then God will not give you power for those things. So my point is that we must lay down everything, sell everything to gain the things of the kingdom. We must sacrifice everything. So you're going to pray. Only the people with this kind of heart will get transformation and spiritual gifts we have been talking about. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me a heart that is willing to sacrifice everything. A heart that is willing to lay down everything, to forsake everything, so as to gain the things in heaven. So as to possess spiritual gifts. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Father created me and a heart that is willing to place no value on the things of this world, and I value on the things of the Spirit. I value on the things in your kingdom. Create in me such heart, fill me with such mind that is willing to place low value, to place low importance on the things in this world, and place high value, high priority, high importance on the things in heaven, on the things in God, in you, on the things of the Spirit. Oh Lord, create in me such heart. Create in me such heart that is willing to forsake everything to gain spiritual gift, to gain spiritual transformation, to gain spiritual promotion, spiritual elevation, to gain power, to gain dominion, to gain authority. Give me the heart that is willing to forsake everything to gain Jesus. Give me such heart. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I mean, we have 5 more prayer points. Yeah, some people are asking for spiritual gifts, but they have wrong motives. They're asking with wrong motives. These are people with no love in their heart. They don't really care about souls. They don't care about winning souls into God's kingdom. They don't care about helping people to grow in the knowledge of God, helping people to grow spiritually, to know God. And they want spiritual promotion. They want spiritual gifts. How is that going to work? Why do you want power from God if you do not love what God loves and hate what God hates? If you do not want what God wants, why should God give you His power? If you do not love the people He loves, why should God give you His power? So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, help me to want what you want. Help me to love what you love and hate what you hate. Give me the same mind that is in you, so that I will be qualified to operate in your spiritual gifts. Open your mouth and pray it down. The Lord, help me to want the same thing you want, to desire the same thing you desire. Help me to love the people you love. Help me to love the things you love and hate the things you hate. Help me to have the same mind that is in Christ Jesus. Help me to have the same nature that is in Christ Jesus, so that I will be qualified to function in your spiritual gift, so that I will be qualified to function in your power. Help me, Father, to desire the things you desire. to have pleasure in the things, in the same things you have pleasure in. Help me, Father. I know you desire souls to be saved. Help me to desire the same. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Holy Ghost fire, destroy every darkness that has covered me to make me carnal at all times and not spiritual. To make me carnal, to make me fleshly. Holy Ghost fire, consume them now. Open your mouth and pray. Holy Ghost fire, destroy every darkness that has covered me, covered my spirit, covered my soul, covered my body, to make me carnal instead of spiritual at all times. To make me walk in the flesh instead of walking in the spirit. Holy Ghost fire, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Every darkness that has surrounded me, every darkness covering my life, covering my mind, to put me in the flesh at all times and not in the spirit, to stop me from walking in the spirit. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. Spiritual gift. Division and manifestation requires a lot of fasting and prayers. Yeah, because even after you have been activated to function in spiritual gifts, you still need a lot of prayers. To be perfect in it. You still have to grow in those gifts. You have to grow in them to be perfect and to be mature and to be the best in each of the gifts. There is place of growth in each of those gifts. Yeah. So it is not it is not a child's play. Not a child's play. You're going to pray. It requires diligence and discipline. It requires fasting and prayers. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me. Do everything it takes to be matured and perfect in their most spiritual, spiritual gifts and manifesting spiritual gifts. The Father strengthened me to do everything it takes. Strengthened me to give everything it takes to become mature and perfect in demonstrating spiritual gifts and manifesting spiritual gifts. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, strengthen me to do everything it takes. Everything it takes. The fast things, I must fast. The prayers, I must pray. The hours, I must pray every day. All that we need to do, all the efforts I need to do to grow matured and perfect in demonstrating and manifesting spiritual gifts. Oh Lord, give me that strength. Strengthen me, Father. Strengthen me, Father. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. Spiritual gifts are not for those who give up easily. Are not for those who just pray for some time and then they feel like, I don't think this thing is for me. Let me just stop. I don't think I can ever have this gift. I don't think I can ever have this spiritual endowment. Let me just stop. Spiritual gifts are not for such people. You must be able to pray until you get it. Until you get them. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill me with strength that does not give up until it has possessed spiritual gifts. The Father, fill me with strength that don't give up until it has possessed spiritual gift. Open your mouth and pray like that. Even with such strength that don't stop praying. That can't stop praying. That can't stop fasting. That can't stop speaking and knocking. Until it has possessed spiritual gifts. Fill me with such strength right now. In the name of Jesus. I want to be able to speak and not stop until I find. I want to be able to knock and not stop until the door is opened. I want to be able to fast and not stop until I get what I want. Father, fill me with such strength that can't give up until it has possessed spiritual gifts. even with such strain, right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. Your spiritual gift also has connection with angels. Yeah, because angels, they function in the realm of spiritual gifts, both to help you manifest those gifts correctly, and also to follow the gift as it's manifesting. Yeah, to flow in line with the gift, to back up the gift. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, connect me with your angels that you have appointed to help me manifest and demonstrate spiritual gifts. If Father, connect me with the ministry of your angels that you have appointed, that you have ordained to enable me manifest and demonstrate spiritual gifts in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, connect me. Connect my spirit with the ministry of your angels, with the operations of your angels that you have ordained to help me manifest and demonstrate spiritual gifts. Connect me with the web of your angels, with the network of your angels, with the realm of your angels that you have ordained to help me, to enable me manifest and demonstrate spiritual gifts. Connect me now. Connect my ministry, my calling, my purpose with the realms of your angels that you have ordained to help me manifest and demonstrate spiritual gifts right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Father, we are grateful for your love and mercies. you for the things you have done in our lives. We thank you for those things you are doing right now. We praise forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the privilege to be called your own children. We thank you for the privilege to share in the inheritance that you have given to Jesus Christ. We thank you for the privilege to stand before you worshiping you, beholding your face, beholding your glory. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the privilege to be in this place, in this meeting tonight, praying these kinds of prayers. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we have fought for many things. We have had for transformation, for division, for impartation, for revival. We have had that you bless us with spiritual gifts and that you use us in demonstrating this gift to our generation in these last days. Oh Lord, according to your mercies, grant all these requests of your people in Jesus' name. I ask that these ones will become supernatural Christians, extraordinary Christians. I ask that you make this happen in every life right here. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, I want you to lay your mighty hand upon everyone here right now and send them into creatures that can function in your realms, minister from your realms, operate from your realms, and be a great blessing to this generation. Father, do so right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you will stop placing high value and importance on things that are irrelevant to the kingdom of God. From now henceforth, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. May your heart be like the heart in Jesus, the heart of Jesus. May your mind be like the mind of Christ. May you want the same things that God wants from this day onward in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.